Human Nature, they present Christmas at the Palms. It kicks off Tuesday, December 10th. I am so pumped for this. They are Australia's favourite band of all time. You can get tickets right now from Ticketmaster. And Toby from Human Nature joins us right now. Morning, Toby.
G'day, how are you?
We're good. So the show, you guys absolutely killing it. You're currently in Vegas, but you're coming out for Christmas at the Palms. Is it similar to Vegas what you do over there? Because the word Palms sounds very similar, mate.
Yeah, well, actually, I live amongst a whole lot of palm trees, so it's very fitting. But it's kind of going to be a little bit different. We sometimes switch to our full Christmas show over here in Vegas, but we'll be bringing a bit of holiday cheer to Crown this year, and it's exciting. We just love doing a Christmas show. It's music we have a lot of fun with, and you know. In that time of year, getting in the spirit is awesome.
Tobes, between audiences that you'd play to in Vegas compared to Aussies, how would you describe the difference? Are we just bogan?
No. look, I guess the big difference is that, the Aussie crowds have sort of grown up with us. So, from the start of a show, they're usually really pumped and ready to go. And over here, it's sort of a lot of people are getting to know us for the first time. And so it takes a few songs for them to, get into the swing of things. But by the end of the show, the crowds over here are awesome. And pretty much there's only been a handful of shows in our 10 and a half years here where there haven't been Aussies. So there's always a good representation of Australia in our shows, which is great.
Toby, if I can make this a bit more personal just for one second, I have a confession that I wanted to. I've been looking for. This is true. This is a confession to you, Toby.
I love you.
No. Well, this is I've never said this on radio to anybody. Year 2000, you guys released a song called "He Don't Love You."
Yeah, I remember that one. We still actually do it in our Vegas show.
I had that single. I went to Sanity. I would have been year 11 at the time, so it was 16. I went to Sanity and I bought this CD. I had it on repeat, and I had the old hairbrush, and I was coming up with a dance routine in front of the mirror. Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
Doing a karaoke. Awesome.
I loved that song. I tried to copy your film clip, the dance moves. I was addicted to it.
I'll tell you what, 19 years later, after that song, which is ridiculous, we're still doing that in our show here. And the dance moves, we still like trying to get
everything we've
got.
Yes, they're bringing it back. And this is amazing. I've got to be there then. I've got to see
it. We have a bit of fun with that whole boy band era in our show over here. But I'll tell you what, at the time, when we were doing that song, we performed that a lot. And I used to go to my osteopath and he'd say, "You've dislodged your skull." Like my actual skull
That's
was sitting off where it should normally be sitting on my spine.
So
because the head movement was so full on.
Yeah. I didn't injure myself. I went hard. I didn't have, That's amazing. How'd you
injure
yourself?
Well, maybe not hard
dancing?
Enough. Come on.
That's right. 16-year-old Benny should have put his back into it.
Tobes, Christmas at the Palms, it's at the Crown in December. If we forced Benny to go along, it'd be rude not to invite him on stage to perform it with you. Imagine
it'd be polite
not to get me
on stage, I think.
I mean,
no one wants to see
we're going to notice him in his Santa suit. He's going to be pretty easy to spot in the crowd, so that's a no-brainer.
Tobes, who dressed you back then in the 2000s for that boy band era?
I'm just trying to think of who that was. I think it was, there was a guy that we used to work with called Alex Zabotto Bentley. We worked with a few different stylists, but that was pretty memorable, that one. We actually, when we put up some of those photos behind us in the show here, you sort of look back and go, oh, yeah, we'd lost our sleeves, and I still had a bit of bleach blonde hair. It was like, it was all happening.
Oh, I'm looking at the film clip now, Toby. That is unbelievable.
Toby, I'm not lying. I was obsessed with it. Listen to this. Look at those dance. That's where Tobe threw his head out.
See, that's where fashion was at an all-time high, I reckon. Hey, Toby, I just read an article actually this morning where you guys were announced recently as the nicest guys in showbiz.
Whoa.
I've got a challenge for you now. Out of Human Nature, can you rank all your band members, including yourself, from nicest to least nicest?
I head the list. I'm top. And then, obviously, because I'm a humble guy. And next is sort of, I think probably Mike. Yeah, Mike could actually be first. Maybe we'll share first. And then,
give us the least.
Just throw them under the bus,
Tobes. Put it out there. Yeah. I'm going to go Phil third, Andrew four.
Yeah, I thought so.
Although Phil is a lovely guy too, but no, I think Mike and I picked Phil.
Yeah, especially after you see the dance moves in that film clip.
No, I enjoyed those. Right, so this show's down in Melbourne. Toby, I want to apologise if I am front row. I'd love to.
We have to.
As much as I love you boys and everything you do, that song is just, it's just, you know when music is part of an era? That takes me back to that high school era, Toby, which I love. Yeah. So be good to see, see you down in Melbourne.
Every time I think about that song, my knees sort of start groaning and complaining, saying, no,
oh,
don't
that's
do
so
it.
Good.
Your neck's begging your skull to go back on. Come back!
Imagine that I go down to Melbourne, do my back in, and Mel's like, where were you? I'm like, Human Nature concert. Do you know what I mean?
It's awesome.
Yeah, those guys go hard.
We're pumped for it, mate. Tickets from Ticketmaster right now. Human Nature present Christmas at the Palms at the Crown Hotel. Get your tickets right now.
Just so you know, there's also some really great packages that people can get, like with like sound check experience. There's even one that where people can come backstage and have a like a room set aside for them with like drinks and stuff
amazing.
Like that. So there's some really fun stuff, like to, you know, we just love meeting as many people as we can when we come back home because we miss it. So
make sure you get online and get one of those packages as well. Toby from Human Nature, mate, thank you so much for joining the Josiah and Ellie show.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.